If you ever peek in your fridge and feel a little lost at which snack to choose or how to put together a balanced meal, this episode is for you. Or if you're a mom looking to pass on healthy habits too. We're meeting my nutrition coach, Courtney Cox, who works with women one-on-one to build personalized plans that help them reach their fitness and nutrition goals. And while that's amazing in and of itself, we're also talking about how living a vibrant, healthy life is bigger than just yourself. Welcome to Rise and Come Alive, a community for Christian businesswomen. This is our place to connect. Together, we'll explore stories of incredible individuality, authentic femininity, and bold revival. I'm Lauren Sawyer, and as my mom would say, I'm your hostess with the mostess. Here's your invitation to open your mind and heart to new words or ideas. Join me on this journey where we'll learn and support each other. It's time to celebrate living vibrant lives of faith. Today we have Coach Courtney Cox. She is a personal trainer and nutrition coach and the founder of Fit and Nourished.
Hi.
Thanks. So we first started working together when I was looking for a path to rise and come alive in my nutrition journey. I was feeling like burnt out, not having good energy, or just like my energy was really fluctuating. It's something that we'll get into and we say, and you don't know what you don't know. And so I'm like, I need to find the person who knows. You've been that person for me. So I'm so excited to share your knowledge with everybody. First question, what is a simple pleasure bringing you joy right now?
So I try to walk outside every single day to get the sunshine on my face. It is like the best mood booster. It is really like the best way just to like get it a little energy boost. And even though it's like stupid hot in Texas, it still like makes me feel better. So literally walking outside, it doesn't matter how long.
That is the epitome of a perfect simple pleasure. I love it. And what is a habit that helps you rise?
I don't know if it's really a habit, but we got a puppy and yeah, because we're crazy. And so
crazy amazing. Yeah. What kid doesn't want to have a puppy?
Well, when a mom has two kids and two dogs, it can be a lot. So
fair.
A puppy helps me rise because he is always up, ready to party at like 5 a.m. And so I will say he literally helps me rise every single day. Because he always wakes me up.
What kind of puppy? What's their name?
So he's like a rescue. So we have no idea. His name is Houston, which is where I'm from. And he is massive. Like he's huge. He's only 6 months old and weighs like 70 pounds. So he's a very big puppy.
Wow. All right. Well, Houston is a morning dog.
He's very much a morning dog.
That's funny. And what is a song that helps you come alive?
There's a song called Cornerstone. My favorite version of it is by Hillsong. It's actually a song in our wedding ceremony, and I just love it. It just always reminds me to build my life with the cornerstone of Jesus, and everything else will fall into place.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Let's start with the story of like how Fit and Nourish came to be.
So I created the Fit and Nourish Project to really help people just like you, people who were feeling overwhelmed by all the options with nutrition and fitness, because there is so many conflicting ideas and statements and extremism out there. I feel like in the world of Instagram, nutrition and exercise has become more of a religion than it has a science. And so I really wanted to create something that was truly customizable to people's lifestyles, because everyone's lives look so different. Like if you're working full time and you have a desk job, it's going to be very different than a teacher who is sitting and standing and is stressed out with their students but has summers off. Like, everyone's lives and energy needs are so different that there has to be a better way than just getting this blanket meal plan and just trying to figure it out on your own.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point about how involved health is. Mm-hmm. Like, what your friend's doing, you can't take at face value as like, oh, that's the blueprint that I'll use, because you don't have the context for like, okay, do they have a different health consideration? Like, mm-hmm. there's so much that goes into it. What's their schedule for work versus yours? Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah. What's their stress level? How much are they sleeping? How much are they moving throughout the day? There is so much more to it than people realize. And it's not just like calories in, calories out, which a lot of people assume that that's all it takes. It's more complicated than that, but there's a way to simplify it as well.
Yeah. And when you're trying to help people who are getting started on that journey, what are some of those like common places that you want to start for education?
So I always want to start where people are already at. So I've never had a client that doesn't have some good qualities about their nutrition and their nutrition knowledge. So you always want to meet people where they're at. And then I kind of go through the basics of kind of like a plant, like how much water are you getting? Are you getting outside at all? What does your stress level look like? Are you sleeping? Are you chasing kids around? Do you have a really stressful job? I really start with the really basic things, and I take what they're doing well and I add to it. And then I'll swap the things that I know that that are not adding value to their nutrition. I'll swap it with something that's simple. That way, like, they can actually maintain these changes, and it's not like this like giant rip the rug out from underneath them and like change up your whole life, because that's not maintainable long term.
Yeah, I love that. And I think what you said about finding what they're doing well and amplifying that is amazing. I think that's a really good strategy for anyone looking to make a positive change in their life, is maybe to even start with like, what am I already doing well that I can double down on? I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's an empowering way to start.
Yeah.
Instead of just from the negative of like, oh, everything's wrong, because you're probably doing something right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then what also I was thinking of is, to this day, Courtney, when I like make a snack, I think like, oh no, this is only fruit. What's my protein? Because we talked about balancing the macros of like carbs, protein, and healthy fats. And so, yeah, I literally like hard boiled a bunch of eggs the other night. And I was like, I've got to get some more protein on hand for these snacks and breakfasts.
I'm so proud. Yeah.
Thank you.
We like talked about like blood sugar management, and it's so important. And like, fruit's so healthy. I'm like all about fruit. But yeah, like for like your case in particular, like blood sugar management was really an important piece of the puzzle. And so I'm so proud of you that you still remember like a year later.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Well, so yeah, and I think that's like what's awesome is we took it slow. And so even if I kind of knew that, like, oh yeah, I should be eating more protein, because we did it together for months, it got to the point where it was like, I consciously think about this a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, but am I really doing it? If I'm not doing it, what are those things that I know will allow me to fix it? Like, is it a protein shake? Is it my hard-boiled eggs? Like, and just know that, like, at least for that period of time, I had these good habits. I was doing it. So obviously I have it in me. Like, when and how do we reset?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And even like when life gets crazy and that happens to everybody, you go on vacation, your job changes, your life changes, you go out of town, your parents come in town, whatever. But you can always go back. You're never like stuck in a place with nutrition. There's always the next meal. There's always the next day, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love that so much. And then when it comes to starting even this independent career, were there ever times where you felt stuck? Like, how did you get through, and how are you currently navigating the journey of being a solopreneur?
Yes. So I have had, you can ask my husband, there's like been many a times where I'm like, I just need to like get a grown-up job and like figure this out and do a 9-to-5 and like whatever. And there are definitely times that's still the case, because being an entrepreneur is hard. There are definitely ebbs and flows of your business. There are times where I am so busy I cannot keep up. And there are times where I'm like, oh no, am I going to even make enough this week to like keep my business afloat? So that's definitely a very normal part of owning a business. And I've talked to many business owners and all of us go through that. And it's so scary. But I will say, like, I am a really big believer that if your path is supposed to come to an end, it will. I feel like God will direct your steps. Like, the Bible is very clear on that. Like, you can make your plans. The Lord determines your steps. And so my plan was to create this business to help people. And as long as clients keep coming, I'm going to continue serving and helping them. And it's been a year and a half, and it's been really amazing. I have about like 25 clients now, and I'm just going to keep going. So here we are. So it's been really good.
I love that. Yeah. And I think it's so true that those opportunities that are for you will find you. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, I have a friend who has the saying that rejection is God's protection.
100%.
Yeah. So it's always helpful if you can, even though it's like a stressful moment, to be able to recalibrate to that mm-hmm. belief. Mm-hmm. But yeah, having your own business is hard, but it makes sense. And I am totally on the same page with you that when you have a mission of helping other people and you see it happening, you can see your clients actually, you know, rising, coming alive. It's like, okay, well then there's a lot of value in this that's leaving like a generational impact to be able to help them create and live a healthy life.
Yeah, exactly. And like, and I hear from my clients that like they're teaching their children how to exercise. Their husband is starting to get involved and like wanting to eat healthy. And so even though like sometimes I feel like I'm like have my blinders on, that like the impact of what I'm doing is spreading way more than I realize. And like God continues to show me that like be faithful for what I give you, and like I'm gonna take care of the rest. And so be faithful what's in front of you. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how things grow.
And I also love that it's reminding me that like God will absolutely use whatever you give to him. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think anybody read the Bible and immediately translated it to, if I'm a personal trainer and nutritionist, that is going to be a holy vocation for me. Right? But it's true. Like, if that's the skill you have and you're offering it to God, like there's still so much good that can be done through that.
Yeah, exactly. And like you are only gifted with one body. Like that's it. That's all you get. And so, and the Bible is very clear that our body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, and we need to take care of it. If we want to be a light to those around us, like we have to take care of our bodies. If we want to serve the Lord with our hands and our feet, we need to be able to move our hands and our feet well. And so I love helping people do that.
That also really hits for me. I even like pray sometimes when I'm working out and like offer that up, because I'm not a person who loves it, but I know it's good for right. me. And it's like, I know I want to be active and helping people, you know, well down the line in my life. So mm-hmm. if I'm not proactive now about staying in good shape and taking care of myself, like where will my health be? And not that like all of your value is in like, you know, being in good shape and what you eat and like what you give to other people, but that's important to me. And so, and it just gives it more meaning right there and then than just like, oh, let me be able to wear this cute dress to this wedding or whatnot.
Exactly. And even like, just like feeling good in your skin. And like, I am a big believer that like, if you are confident, it doesn't matter what size you are. When you're confident like in who you are as a person, if you're confident in your worth as a child of God, that like exudes in all areas of your life. So I'm not saying that you have to be like super fit or whatever, but it definitely goes hand in hand. Like when you're spiritually fit, and you have like a healthy body, like that's so, there's just so much to be grateful for in that.
I think that physically, like when you work out, it like manifests so much of your emotional and physical like mm-hmm. journey as well. Like it's so helpful to make those connections and relate it and be like, oh, I can actually like challenge myself and achieve this. Yeah. And like, it just, I don't know, like I always kind of find working out to be a little bit of a spiritual experience, not to be like mm-hmm. super woo woo, but like it just kind of reminds me of like, oh, like even when I get in a mental rut, like, oh, look what I can really do here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Our bodies are such a gift and like, we're so strong and we're so capable. And like I said, like, that's such a gift because not everyone has that gift.
It's so true. You have to cherish that. And COVID really taught me that. Like, oof, we can't take it for granted. So, and what has really been encouraging to me is since I prioritize my health, I've seen even like a couple friends I didn't know that well be like, oh yeah, like I signed up for a personal trainer because, you know, you gave me that idea. And it's like, oh, amazing. Like that's now awesome. These people are doing it as well because they had an example of someone doing that. And I know it's so important to you as a mom to be teaching your children healthy habits. And so I definitely want to talk about that.
Being a parent is by far the greatest gift I've ever received, but it's also really hard. You are your child's first everything. You are their introduction to family. You're their introduction to love. Your introduction to protection. And you're also an introduction to like the Lord, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, church. And then of course, like you're the one who provides their food and you're the one who encourages their movement. And so, yes, it's so important to me that my girls have, I have two girls, a two-year-old and a four-year-old, Joy and Lucy. They are my world. And it's so important to me that they have a really healthy relationship with food. So we've talked about this before, but we don't talk about calories. We don't really talk about macros. We do talk about like what certain foods do. Like if you ask my four-year-old, she'll tell you like carrots help your eyes and apples give you energy and yogurt has protein in it and it keeps your blood sugar stable.
Oh, smart kids.
She is. She's so funny. But we talk about all that stuff and how like how food affects our bodies.
Smart.
Because there's no shame around food. Yeah, exactly. And the more like knowledge I have, the better, the more power.
I love it. You're raising tiny nutritionists.
I know, I really am. It's so funny to me. She'll like come during my personal training sessions. And she's like, did you work deltoids today? And my clients are like, you know what a deltoid is? I'm like, you'd be surprised.
Oh my gosh, they're going to have a breeze in anatomy class when the yeah. day comes.
I know.
And also I love, like I saw on your Instagram, one of your daughters like asking if she could pick up a weight. And it's like, how cool is that? Because I know that for years on end, I'd walk into a gym and be intimidated. And it's like, if you can get over that as a kid and be like, I know what to do with this stuff. And I know what my deltoid is, like, amazing.
Yeah, it's so funny because like we have a gym in our garage and that's where I train my clients. And so the girls will like play in the garage while like I'm working out, my husband's working out, even when we have clients over sometimes. And yes, my two-year-old can legit do a deadlift with a 10-pound dumbbell and it's like the craziest thing ever, but she sees us do it all the time and to her it's just like this normal thing to do. So it is pretty awesome.
And I bet she has great form.
She really does, actually. It's very impressive.
I love it. All right. So where are you kind of hoping this goes?
Yeah, that's a great question. I really just want to continue just helping people. What I really love about my job is that like whenever clients are kind of like done working with me, like I really view it as a compliment. And that means like they're ready to go off on their own. Like primary part of my job is education. And so once my clients feel like, okay, I can do this on my own now, like that's such a win to me. And so my goal is really just to continue helping people. I don't really want to grow it into like this big business where I'm hiring other coaches and other things like that. It's just not how my spirit is, to be honest. I like being a solo entrepreneur, and I just like it that way. And so I don't really have this dream of making like this $1 million company or anything like that. Like, I really just want to continue serving, helping people wherever and whenever I can.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, I think it is also helpful for people to see examples of people like yourself who understand what they want to do and are comfortable with that. There can be a lot of pressure to be like, oh, your job has to be this big or fancy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you know, if you enjoy it and you're making the difference you hope to see, then that's a win.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I used to think that way when I first started, be like, oh yeah, I'm going to keep growing, it's going to be great. But like, when it comes down to it, like when you're in the business of people, like you have to put people first. Like, it's just how it is. And so I just feel like being people oriented and client oriented has helped my business just continue to grow and continue to thrive like it is and continue to get referrals. And so I'm just gonna keep doing what I know how to do best.
Consider this another referral. What is the best way for people listening to get in touch with you?
Yeah, thanks. Instagram is probably the safest bet. So my Instagram handle's at coachcourt_fitness. And it's a little picture of me with long curly hair and crossed arms. That's me.
Amazing. And I follow you. So, I mean, that's also going to give us a point in the right direction. But also, I will, of course, have this linked in the description. So easy to find right there. So you can connect with Coach Court and learn all about health from its various aspects. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been so fun to catch up.
Well, fancy seeing you here. I love your dedication to listening to every second. So I've got an insider tip for you. Sign up for the email list with the link in the description and subscribe to Rise and Come Alive today. I'll drop surprise episodes and you will be the first to know. My way to say thank you.